Hello, each and everyone. Our subject for tonight is the friend of God. I think you can guess who was a friend of God. Let's read James chapter 2, verse 23. And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. There's another verse in John chapter 15, verse 14. I'll read it to you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Jesus is speaking. Someone said, friendship is sharing life in all its difficulties and delights. A friend is one to whom you can open your heart completely and unburden what's happening to and around you. Friend, what a precious word, friend. Most of us concur wholeheartedly with William Shakespeare, who said, those friends thou hast and their adoption tried, grapple them to thy soul with the hoops of steel. Good words. One of the privileges of friendship is being able to speak frankly. And little by little, day by day, we freely open our hearts and say what we really think, freely, without having to be on guard. As the wise man says, a friend is one to whom we may pour out the contents of our hearts. Chaff and grain, together, knowing that the gentlest of hands will sift it, keep what is worth keeping, and with a breath of kindness, blow the rest away. Since Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans when God called him, a close relationship started between God and Abraham, and it developed to a strong friendship. Well, Abraham wanted this friendship, this fellowship with God, and he did few things. I mean, I got few things, you can get more. He believed God. He was obedient to what God tells him. Obedience, by the way, is the key. He depended on God's word. He loved God with all his heart. And his faith was in God alone. And another word, he wanted more from God. And he got it to be his friend. God said about him later on in Genesis 18 and verse 19, for I have chosen him in order that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice in order that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him. God loved Abraham, and he became his friend. What a privilege. And more than that, I have gathered like seven promises that God gave Abraham. He bestowed upon him many blessings. He first promised to bless Abraham with an heir, a son, and to make him a great nation, to bless him and make his name a great. And he told him all the families of the earth will be blessed through him, through you. Your descendants will be as many as the stars of heaven. And God also promised to be a shield to him wherever he goes. And finally, he asked him, just walk before me and be blameless. What a blessing. The Lord kept close to him that when Lot, his nephew, broke his heart and left toward Sodom, he consoled him and encouraged him and took him out in the open and said, hey, Abraham, look, as much as far as you can look at the acres and acres, they're all yours. and I will be with you always. Now look at Genesis 15:5. At the appointed time also, listen to this, and because Abraham's life pleased God, their friendship grew that the Lord could confide to Abraham. Then the Lord decided to tell Abraham that it's time for him to have a child. You know, he did not send angels. He came down to break the news to Abraham and his wife. He came to visit him to fulfill his promise. And he declared to both of them, Abraham and his wife Sarah, he said, next year, you will have a son. You know, it's also worth noticing that the Lord and the two men that came with him had lunch with Abraham. Can you just imagine that the creator of the universe coming down to see Abraham, his friend, and have lunch with him? And while they were there, here's more blessing, the Lord told the two men who were with him, shall I hide from Abraham what am I about to do? He was going to send fire and completely destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And in Genesis 18:17, he came and confided into Abraham as a friend confides to a friend. What blessing. Friends, in a lowly, lonely world, it is tragic to be alone. Everyone longs for the same kind of friendship. There is no friend to go to like Jesus, I tell you. This is it. And the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. No comparison. Let us run to him and take refuge, for he will never fail nor disappoint. May we imitate Abraham, so become friends of God in good times and bad times, and the outcome is always good. The preacher wrote in Proverbs 18:24, saying, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. A college student complained that she had few real friends. And what kinds of friends would you like? Asked the wise Christian counselor. Well, the young woman listed the qualities she wanted in friends. She said, I wanted them to be faithful, loyal, caring, and share her commitment to Christ. The counselor then suggested. Then, he said, then, young lady, be that kind of friend to others, and you will never lack true friends again. Isn't that true? Friends have mutual interests. They enjoy doing the same kinds of things and talking about their shared interests. That's why there is such great camaraderie between people from the same trade, or they have the same jobs. They are mutually devoted, to each other. When you are in trouble, it is not merely your friend's duty, but his privilege to stand by you. If he is in trouble, you count it a privilege to help also. We are called to build a strong relationship with the Lord and maintain it if we desire to be his friends. Abraham maintained this kind of friendship with God until he left this earth. We live in a world that has become extremely impersonal. You can take care of numerous business transactions without dealing directly with people. Few are interested in building friendships. And when you do talk with them, most of them aren't going to ask you about how you feel and how's your health. No, they want you to state your business, get out of the way for the next customer. Sit. It is sad And the only cure for humanity now is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that close relationship with him? And is he your friend? Did you make him your friend? Think about that. Abraham lived in total obedience to God. He was dignified, respectful to his neighbors, faithful, and separated at the same time. The Bible says he lived in total dependence on God in an alien land, dwelling in tents and satisfied with God's friendship. His heart was not on this world, but on the world above, his final home. You can find this in Hebrews 11, 9 and 10. And thank God, he lived as a friend of God must live. The Lord is still looking to be your friend, and he longs that he will be also your friend. Spurgeon, in his book, Being God's Friend, wrote, "Our Lord Jesus Christ is beyond compassion the best of all friends." Amen. A friend in need, he says, is a friend indeed. Then he said, Socrates, the philosopher, said, "There is no friend." And Spurgeon's comment, he says, "But Socrates did not know our Lord Jesus Christ." Or he would have added, "Except the Savior." There is no friend like Jesus. Amen. Are you making friends? Are you a friend of God? Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.